This is WDET, FM 101.9, Detroit Public Radio. The program is Detroit Today. I'm Craig Folley. Thank you very much for being with us today and tuning in. And we do like to showcase interesting events going on around town, whether they be political in nature or artistic in nature. This one definitely falls in the arts category. At the Elaine L. Jacob Gallery here on Wayne State University's campus, we have a new show called Spatial Effects, New Digital Art. In fact, it is going to be in place through April 3rd of this year. Joining me right now is Lisa Gonzalez, director of the Wayne State University Art Galleries. Hello.
Hi.
And we also have Bangul Han, who is the curator of this exhibit, also an assistant professor of digital art here at Wayne State. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Lisa, we'll start with you. Wayne State University does have a couple of galleries on campus. I think sometimes a lot of people don't really know that these are here, first of all. But talk really sort of about the mission of the galleries themselves.
Well, there are two art galleries, and they are within the Department of Art and Art History at Wayne State University. One is called the Department Art Gallery. It was formerly known as the Community Arts Gallery. And it really is devoted to showcasing the art of really the Wayne community of artists. So that would include faculty, undergraduate students, graduate students, and even alum. And there are many illustrious alumni of Wayne State University, many artists across the country. And also some Michigan artists, Michigan groups of artists. We showcase art from really around the globe at the Elaine L. Jacob Gallery, which is located at 480 West Hancock on the back of Old Main. And so we really search for diversity, both in media, cultural context, stylistic approach. And we also sort of mirror the different areas that we have in the classroom in both fine art and design, in the design areas. And so for quite some time, we had been wanting to program a show that dealt with this new media, electronic digital media. And we were looking for someone who would be just the right person to curate such a show. It's a new area, very, very exciting area. And so it was very fortuitous that Bangul Han was hired just about a year and a half ago, maybe?
Right, something. Fall of 2007.
So it was perfect timing, and we knew she would be an excellent curator. It's turned out to be a fabulous show. There are six artists involved in the exhibition of this new material, and she can tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, absolutely, and Bangul Han, thank you for being here. You know, when we talk about digital art, I think there's an impression in a lot of people's minds that we're talking two-dimensional things designed on a computer in some way, but this does not fully explain what this genre is all about, does it?
No. I mean, digital art can, that term digital art can be used, you know, in many ways, and a lot of times it's used as a big umbrella term. So it kind of covers pretty much everything that is done using digital technology, but in an art context.
So it can be mechanical in nature.
Right,
as long
it can
as it's
be
controlled
a sculpture.
By a computer in some way, it qualifies.
Well,
it,
you know, not just that. Also, you know, it was made by using a digital tool, you know, some kind of computer-controlled equipment to create a sculpture, a painting, or anything. It can be, you know, part of categorized as digital art.
So in a lot of ways, then, this is sort of almost boundaryless in terms of the possibilities.
Yes,
what can be constituted as
it's constantly moving. It's constantly, you know, being broadened and constantly kind of touched and, you know,
well, this show,
challenged.
Obviously, you're trying to sort of push the boundaries as to what this is. Give me an idea of the types of things that people are going to see and what makes some of these exhibits, you know, so spectacular.
Well, I wanted to bring works that it's not just the work that was made by digital technology as a tool, but I wanted to showcase work that uses digital medium as its own medium, you know, not just the tool, but also it kind of showcases or it critiques the, you know, the changes that digital technology made into society in art and, you know, in historical context.
Well, okay, let's explore that just a little bit further. Again, you say it's not just stuff that was made with the aid of digital help. Give me an idea of what you mean by that.
Well, I guess that, let me explain, maybe describe one of the pieces
sure,
in the gallery. Daniel Sauter and Fabian Winkler created this piece called In the Line of Sight, just for this show. This is created in the gallery, and it's made with 100 tactical flashlights. that it's controlled by computer with by this customized, you know, they write their own software for this piece. And then it basically creates this 10 by 10 matrix of the low resolution video footage into, you know, they basic on the wall.
Okay.
And so when you actually walk into the piece, you see these constellations of the light on the wall, and then you kind of cannot really figure out what is going on. But then you walk around the piece, and then you actually face the flashlight, and then you are in this trapped in this kind of very surreal experience that kind of in between the press conference and some kind of this, you know, I don't know, maybe American Idol, you know, okay, kind of moment. And then you go around and see what is actually being transformed into the constellation of light, which is this dancer trying to figure out the boundaries of the space, basically. So you are going through this amazing experience, you know, in a different context. And so he's trying to deal with kind of the relationship between the spectator and the spectator, you know.
Sure.
So there are a lot of, you know, kind of those, he's commenting back to the digital technology that it's impacting the people, and then like viral media, and, you know, what it means to actually transform the information into other medium. So,
well, you mentioned Bangul Han, by the way, my guest, who is the curator of Spatial Effects, New Digital Art, which is on display at the Elaine L. Jacob Gallery here on Wayne State University's campus. But you mentioned that this was built inside the gallery for this space. Mm-hmm. Does this kind of a thing, is it something that could work somewhere else, or is it only going to work really in this space?
Well, I mean, I think they could build this into other space, you know, to fit to other space, but they have to reinstall everything. You know, you cannot just move things and then, you know, put into another space. They have to think about, you know, how to arrange the microphones. They have to think about where the TV is going to go and where, you know, how the cable is going to be arranged. Everything is made in the space,
tremendous
in the spot.
Tremendous amount of equipment.
Right.
Yeah, well, it sounds like when it is. You said that there's 100 flashlights that
right.
are all being controlled.
Stands.
Okay.
So you're getting the impression that it's this 100-fold. Something like this situation, but mm-hmm. with lights and...
Well, you know, when you commission somebody to do something along these mm-hmm. lines and they haven't built it yet, you haven't had an opportunity to see it, how do you know that it's going to work the way it's going to, or do you not know?
Well, honestly, I don't know. But what I saw was the proposal. They proposed with the very, very precise, you know, dimensions, and this is their idea was very clear. So I knew I can trust them because I knew they were such a great artist from by looking at their past work. So I just trust them, you know.
Well, you know,
and yet there are surprises. For example, I think that the work that Bangul was expecting, it's all a little bit more spectacular. So we were pleasantly surprised
yes.
with a few with the changes from the proposals.
Well, it sounds to me like this is sort of the showstopper in your mind in a lot of ways. But, you know, this is far from the only thing that's going to be on display. Tell me a little bit about some of the other things that you've got to offer there at the show.
Well, when you walk into the gallery, there's only one thing on the pedestal, actually on the first floor, which is a little white plexi model of a house. And it's a piece called Home State by Robert Ranzig from New York. And what you see is that, you know, there will be a light lit, you know, a little LED lit in the little rooms. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it changes to other rooms. And you kind of don't really know what's going on. You know, something is controlling something. But what is actually happening is that this is the exact same model of his parents' house in Ohio. And what's happening is it's talking through the wireless internet. So when his mom goes to the kitchen and then turn on the light, then the light in the the model goes on. So it's sort of this very strange, you know, communication between the remote and, you know, the presence.
So every night at about 11 o'clock, the place goes dark, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Well, that's really kind of a cool idea. You know, and that just says to me that there's, again, getting back to that sort of no boundaries concept mm-hmm. here, this is a, you know, as far as a new field is concerned, I mean, how much technology and how many advancements are we seeing in this, I guess, in terms of digital art and what we're able to do now?
Well, in this show.
In the show, but where the genre's
in
going.
In the field of art?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the fact that Bungle was hired by Wayne State University
exactly.
to be a professor in this area, I think, gives you an indication.
Well,
that's exactly it.
But I mean, here's another way, I guess, to put it. Well, we can talk about how it's expanding, but how about the perceived value of this as an art form in your mind?
Okay.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's been around for a long time, and especially around the 90s when the internet, technology became very prevalent and ubiquitous. It was such an art form that, Whitney Museum of Art showcased the coding art. Basically, they commissioned artists to write a program in a computer, and then they exhibited that in the gallery. And so it's not like it's completely new. You know, the new word is such a fleeting term that you can put anywhere, but it's hard to describe what's happening in the digital art. But because digital technologies keep, just going forward and forward. So before, video installation was a new media art.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's still, but, these days there is a lot of computer controlled, and also there are a lot of nanotechnology that people are looking into as an artist, going through, looking through the microscope and kind of trying to figure out the landscape of the, this little molecular creature. And so there is just, endless.
I think in a certain sense, for today, since there's the scientific aspect, the computer aspect, the media, in a certain sense, it's almost more relevant to our everyday lives than, say, painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more accessible, and it's something more relatable. And
right.
So in a certain sense, I think it's more so than maybe traditional painting and sculpture.
Yeah, in a way, are we opening up the art world to a whole new group of people with this? Because it does take a certain skill set to do these types of things.
Yeah, so it's actually very common for the very interesting collaboration happen between science and artists, between engineer and artists and science. You know, there are a lot of collaboration going on because of the new media art or digital art genre.
Well, I would like to thank Bangul Han, who is the curator of this new exhibit called Spatial Effects, New Digital Art, that is at the Elaine L. Jacob Gallery here on Wayne State University's campus, and also Lisa Gonzalez, director of the Wayne State University Art Gallery. So, Lisa, I'm going to give you an opportunity to let folks know when this is going to be available for them to see, because it's not, 24/7, obviously.
No, but this is a great opportunity. We open tomorrow night, January 30th, Friday night. We have our opening reception from 5 to 8 p.m., and the show will run through April 3rd. We're open, by the way, Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 to 6, but open till 7 on Fridays. So through April 3rd, hope to see you.
Thank you both for being here. It does sound fascinating, and, best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio.